ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalam wassalat ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Peace and blessing be upon the last messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on his pure progeny. As we are going through the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, we have reached to the midst of the 12th du'a, where the title is Fil i'tiraf wa talab at-tawbati ila Allah ta'ala, in confession and in seeking repentance toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam, in the previous part, pointed the fact that we should know who is forgiven and the qualities of a person who is forgiven. And one of them was indeed confession to the sinning. فَالْهَلْ يَنْفَعُنِي, where Imam said, يَا إِلَهِ إِقْرَارِ إِنْدَكَ بِسُوءٍ مَكْتَسَبْتُ, will it be beneficial for me, O my Lord, to confess with you the evil of my actions. In Islam, in contrary to maybe other schools of thoughts, maybe these new religions of psychology, with all respects for everyone, in Islam, confession of those commitments of sins is not allowed to other people. So you can't go around and tell other people that, hey, you know, I have done this. I have done this in the past. I'm planning to do this in the future, God forbid. I have done this when I was alone, so on and so forth. This is absolutely not permissible from the fiqh perspective, from the viewpoint of jurisprudence. Let's take a break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. رَبَّنَا
All right, dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, we were saying that iqrar, or confession, to what we have done wrong, especially in terms of sinning or disobedience of Allah, God forbid, we are not allowed to share it with anyone. Rather, it's required by law, by the Sharia law, to keep that secret, to keep that hidden from others. That does not mean you do not have to seek repentance from it. Yes, you do, and you need to seek repentance quickly, but sharing that is equivalent to spreading it out. It's like a virus, right? For example, imagine if you go proudly and say to other people, you know, I have done backbiting of others here and there. Right now, I'm not doing it anymore, but I have done it in the past. guess what? You're going to give this audacity to others to break the laws as well. You're going to tell them, hey, you can jump from the fences, and it's absolutely something that I have done in the past. You're going to normalize something that religion has made forbidden. On the other hand, iqrar to what you have done wrong, confession to what you have made mistakes of, is very valuable if you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because if you confess to your bad deeds, what happens? First of all, you know your mistakes. You say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you come to Him with hands empty of any good deeds or filled with acts of disobedience and say, oh Allah, I have no one but You. I have no hope and despair except Your mercy. If You're going to deal with me with Your justice, then I will end in a very bad setting. And I don't want that to happen to me. Therefore, Imam says, فَهَلْ يَنْفَعُنِي يَا إِلَهِ إِقْرَارِ عِنْدَكَ بِسُوءٍ مَا. And it's a question form, but it's a lesson. Of course, that is the case. Imam is teaching us with the language of dua that iqrar, that confession to the sinnings, to the evil acts that we might have done in the past. Inshallah, none of us have done in the past, and inshallah, none of us will commit any sort of any act of disobedience in the remaining of our lifetime. Imam says, will it benefit me? Will it help me? Let's think about this and take a quick break to come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, in the last portion of this session, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam poses a number of questions in the format of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will it benefit me to confess to the evil of my acts, or will it rescue me or save me if I do confess, if I do admit the ugliness of what I have done, or am awjabta li fi maqami hadha sakhatuk, or wilt you impose upon me in this station that I'm standing your displeasure, your sakhat, which means displeasure or a preparation for the punishment of Allah. Am lazimani fi waqt du'a'i maghatuk, or will you hate, hold fast to me in the time of my supplications? And during the time that I'm talking to you, will you punish me? Will you send down your wrath upon me? And then Imam says, Subhanak. It's a big no here. Saying Subhanaka here, it's a big no. Subhanak, no, that is not possible. That is not what that happens. La ayaso. And Imam is again teaching us, I do not despair of thee. I do not lose my hope. For you have opened the door of repentance toward yourself. لا أيأس منك وقد فتحت لي باب التوبة إليك. Why? No matter what I have done, no matter which doors and gates I have blocked, yet you have opened the gate of repentance. Imam describes repentance as a gate to the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as that U-turn that you need to make in life towards the right direction, as that rerouting system on your GPS or on your navigating application on your phone. You know, if you go wrong, it says rerouting, and then it gives you the right direction to go back. Imam says Tawbah itself is that rerouting mechanism that takes you back. Inshallah, Allah gives us the tawfiq to never, ever get hopeless from the mercy of Allah and always repent right after, if at any point we fell into the condition of sinning, God forbid. Inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را، هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را،
یا سجاد.